Okay, we're holding up here on Daf Samech on Beis. The Mishnah says, Sholish Nashim Shoyishina is Vita Achas. You have three people sleeping on the same bed. The Nimtzit Dam Tachas Achasmen. Dam was found on the one of them. Kulan Tmeis, the old Tame. Mishnah continues with the din of the first. Bodka Achasmen. The Nimtzit Tmei. He Tmei, which they notorious with a Zubazu. The Gemara says, "Was me who should bodka atzma?" I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav who should bodka atzma. Who should bodka atzma? The sheer vest. The sheer vest. That's what it means. So for the savla kibar pada, the amak kol shabala bechatos. Tarisel tmeis. If this is the zman that the Baal would be chayav chatas the entire set tmeis, Baal of Baal Shemtali Tarisel Tzoluyais, Baal of Pata Tarisel Tzoluyais. Then in more quotes of Oishio, Ama filu Baal of Chatas Tarisel Tzoluyais. So the Meiri over here is, on that which says, we should bat ka'atzma, kishia best, says that we want to be tired of others, right? That's what we're trying to do. It's to be tired of the other ones. If so, why do I need shivest? Is any worse than the cases we learned earlier of Sefer Shiva? Where over there, we said, since it's not being mekalkel her, so we're tired of the Sefer Shiva. So we also, you're not being mekalkel her anymore, she's Tmeya. So, right, in us. Why do you need Bisek Shevest? Even if it was Bisek Shevest, right now she's Tamea. So why isn't that enough to be Taylor in her? So the Miri answers, she brings down Tirtuba Gedele Adairois, that he says, Ba'achele Batka Atzma Kulin Tameas. He says, until she was Batka Atzma, what was the din? Three women slept on bed, found the Kesem, right now, they're all Tameas. What do we want to do? We want to be mighty her from her tumba. Aim with Sinai Simi Tumba a Kishabatka Atzma Zu Kishiabes. In order to be mighty one or two of them from their tumba, this one needs to be Batka Utaik Kishiabes. So what he's doing for us is he's telling a back over here is he's setting up for us the picture is the Etzem Kulin Tumei. The Din should be Kulin Tumei. Except, well, we want to be mighty them from their din tumah. To be mighty from their din tumah, I need shir vest. What does shir vest do? Shir vest is megala to me that she was tummy at the time of the kesem. She was tummy at the time of the kesem. Now, once I know that she was tummy at the time of the kesem, then I can refer back to the din that we learned earlier, Taila benida, Taila b'seferes. Then I have that din. But the taik shir vest is what's being megala to us that she was taka tmeya at the time of the so Gemara's mamshich v'sav lebar pada. Gemara's mamshich that this is like and he holds like bar pada. So now if we take a look at the rush. They make copy of the rush on this paper.
Two.
Here. Page.
There's two
rushes. Right. So the Rosh over here at Simi Gimel quotes Amrav Yudah Amarav Ushabat Ka'atzma Shevest Shamitzia Kedam Rinon Savala Kibar Pada Dama Bar Pada Goshbal Bachatzar said to me Goshbal Bachatali fine Bachanam Yibatka Yasim Shevest Achamitzia Amrinon Shapish Mimenet Dam Acharamitzia Ve'enon Toilis Boy. So he explains the review of Amarav, that when she's about to go touch the Shevest, so then we say that we're telling her, but if it was after the Shevest, then we say, Amriya Shapirish Menadam, Achara Metzia Veinat Tazba. Rabbi Shama, Philo Baal of Achatas, Tarasen Tzuluyos, Vishnev Asam, fine. The last letter of Rabbi Shia, who Shabbat ka atzma shevest and chilik ben shevest or ben la'acha shevest. What is it that Bar Pada disagrees with? I'm sorry. What is it that Rav Oishia disagrees with Bar Pada? Where is their disagreement? Says the Rosh, the Ravashi doesn't hold of who should bat katzman shivest. There's no chiluk between shivest or after shivest. Meaning that Rav learned from Bar Pada that there's a musi of shivest. There's such an idea called shivest. Right? Bar Pada is talking about Hilchos Tyrus, not talking about Hilchos Taliyah. Talking about Hilchos Tyrus. So Rav learned from Bar Pada, from Bar Pada's din by Tyrus, that there's an idea of shivest. And therefore, Rav said, only if she found it within the Shia Vest could we say that this down was there from before. But once the Shia Vest passed, then I can't be toiled. I can't be toiled in this Isha. Because right now she's Tami, but she wasn't Tami beforehand. Comes the Rav Aisha, Rav Aisha says, I don't hold the Shia Vest. That's what the Rosh is saying. Rav Aisha didn't hold the Shia Vest. The din is, the din of, but I agree to the din of Mishnah. So, by agreeing to the din, he called.
No. Is there any other way to learn in the Gemara?
If it's one way, then we'll learn Rashi's way. We'll go back to Rashi, maybe. If it's still before 6 o'clock.
6:10,
okay. So Rav Aisha said, I don't hold the Shivas. But I agree to the din of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah is right. Rav Aisha is agreeing to the din of the Mishnah. But it's even after the Shia Vest, we have the din of the Mishnah. So they're arguing when the Mishnah says Vusha Batka. What does that mean? When was Vusha Batka? In the Shia Vest or out of the Shia Vest? Or also out of it? Says Rav, it's Davkin Shia Vest. Why is it Davkin Shia Vest? Because I need to be able to say that if Vaday came from her. I need to be able to say if Vaday. She was bleeding at the time, and if Vaday came from her. As a buzzer voice, it's enough that Efshir came from her. The fact that now she's seen that, it's possible that she was seen before. And possible that this Kesem came from her. It's much less of a Vaday than in Rav. So, and that's the machlik. So the Rosh is mamshich. The Rosh says, "V'reisi ech v'reisi min ha'paiskim." I saw from the paiskim shapasku kidrav Yuda, meaning the passing like Bar Pada. I saw one of the paiskim passing like Bar Pada. V'li nira the b'chsamim haloich acha meikol. To me, it would seem that b'chsamim would go after the meikol. V'talina afila acha shir vest lekesem anim sebetumah. And we're going to be Tayla even after the Shir Vest for our Kesem, which was found. We're going to be Tayla in the Tameya. So now, one second. What's he saying over here? He's saying over here that I found one in the Paiskim, which we'll find out soon who that was. I found one in the Paiskim, passing like Bar Pada. But how can you pass like Bar Pada? We have a rule, some halachah meikol, but Talina fila achas shivest, and therefore we should be telling even after shivest. Now this machleik is Bar Pada, this din of Bar Pada was said in not halachas k'samim, said halachas tyrus. In halachas tyrus we're going to pass it like Bar Pada. Over there we're going to pass it like Bar Pada, because over there it's a din tyra. Over there it's talking about a din tyra, and we pass it like the machmer over there. So the halach is like Bar Pada. So what's so shver about saying that you pass it like Bar Pada? Bar Pada was talking about Tyrus. But over there we had the passing like Bar Pada. So Allah is like Bar Pada. So they're understood. And why should they say different over here? Once we're already passing like Bar Pada over there, why should we be chalik on him over here? Tyrus is that the Rosh understood that no, it's not one machlekes, there's two machlekes over here. Because Machlaik is in Ochas Tyrus. And in Achanami, over there we pass in like Bar Pada because over there we have to be Machmer. But then there's a second Machlaik is over here with Rav Yehuda, with Rav, and Rav Aisha. How do we understand our Mishnah? How do we understand our Mishnah? Are we borrowing that idea of Shia Vest from Bar Pada and Ochas Tyrus, which we take a hold of, to also apply it to over here in Ochas Taliyas? Or no? That's a din over there in Tyrus. But if it's Taliyas, I can be more flexible. Like we said, but she said, Taliyas doesn't have to be as Vaday or as much on the level like you made. It could be even less than that. It could be even if it's only a F show. That's enough. So therefore, says the Rosh, in our sugya, it doesn't make a difference how you paskin the tyrus. Reisiach when a paskin, you're right, that paskin is coming off tyrus. But that's a tyrus. In our sugya, we have all the rules. How to learn our Mishnah? You learn it with the maker. But then the Rosh says, "Va'oyda filu lebar pada ledamu kula haya adadi." And even according to Bar Pada, they're not doing so much to each other. The Bishlema b'tayris, kivin the b'sher vest, achash yotzo tayris, tachz yoda batka, matzadam amrim, vade neka mimena b'oid ha-tayris b'yoda. Alokha, b'sher batka atzma k'sher vest shal metziyo, ein roish nit l'dam ha-metziyo ba, shem yotzo kvar me'achas men, Yeshua's Mashiach vest, and it's easy to say that, right? We keep him a chalik, but I feel like it's a limba, the back clean book summit, we can't hold the Nachashiach vest. So the what's the Rosh adding over here? He's saying that even according to Bar Pada, they're not so daima to each other. Sounds like he's being chalik on Rav, right? Rav came along and said, they are daima. Says Rosh, no, they're not so daima. Rav, the Teretz is, what he's saying is that, what the Rosh is saying is that, in the beginning the Rosh held that Bar Pada, or Bar Pada and Rav Yishya, are arguing in the Din B'Dik of our Mishnah. And that the Rosh is answering, there's not Muchach. I mean, B'Emes, even Bar Pada, who holds of the Musig of B'Dik of Kishir Vest, but it could be that's only in Tyrus. Could be it's not even over here by Hilchos Tzliyos. Could be in Tzliyah. We can do a Tzliyah where it's not within Shir Vest. So that's what he's saying over here. He's saying that what he's saying is that it's not much that even according to Bar Pada with that there is a Musig of Bedikatach Shir Vest. Perhaps by Tzliyos you don't need it, and therefore I'm going to pass in Lachol. Number one, because by some we go to Lachol. And it's not even much that Bar Pada himself will be chaylik on Rav Yishya in the din of our Mishnah. That's what he's saying over here. Okay, so now that's what it seems like from the Rosh. Now let's go to Rashi for a moment. Rashi the Ramasko Bala Pata. So Rashi over there in the middle says, Umasnisin Nami Diktani Hitzmeya, that which we learned in the Mishnah, the Hitzmeya Bakulan Taros, Alma Vade Bedidomach Sekinan, Alma Vade Bedidomach Sekinan, the Matarin Lach. We're not just a Suffolk being toiling her. It's vada v'dido machzikin. We're machzik that this vada came from her, from the fact that we'll be matar the others. Alma kibar pada kibar pada who the mashvi the tires tuma vado is hech the bad kashir vest. But like Rav Yishya, it cannot work out like Rav Yishya, right? The amar filu ba'alav chatas tires atuluyis filu kashir vest lasi tuma vado is. So Rashi is saying that our Mishnah is talking about Rav Yishya Batka. This Batka is Pshat. Rav Yishya Batka creates over here a matzav of Bedida Machzikina. That this Bedika is Machzikas that Bevade came from her. The Kesem came from her. And therefore the Mishnah cannot be like Rav Yishya. It just won't go according to Rav Yishya. It has to be like Bar Pada Kishir Vest. Because according to Rav Yishya that does not hold the Shir Vest, he's chodik on the whole Iker Dina de Masnissin. And we pass on the Stam Mishnah like Bar Pada. And these are the Paiskim that the Rosh was referring to. Now it's reported from Rashi that which the Gemara says, Savala Kibar Pada, it's not going back on the Memra of Rav. It's going on the Din of the Mishnah. For the Din of our Mishnah, it can only work out according to Bar Pada, because only according to Bar Pada is there a musig of a dik kishir vest, and that's the lashon of the Ran. The Ran says, "Sha'anu royin hadam ki ilu ba'achshav." the way we can do such a tali is because we see the dam coming out, or like the Rav Ben Gabayis also says such a lashon. So, and this is what Rashi holds. Mimela, the Mishnah has to be like Bar Pat the Davka, not like Rav Isha. In the Rosh, we mentioned that even according to Bar Pat, could be the Dimian is not such a good Dimian. There was before that he's learning that even according to Bar Pat, you may be able to do a Taliyah, even if it's not B'Tak Sheves. We could be Mekel. That's what he says, that it could be even after the Sheves. And for sure, Kodar Vaisha, the Mishnah could work out with. But Rashi is saying that it won't work out like that. So now, the Lashon of Rashi, the Rashi says the Lashon over here, the Metarina Lahach, right? The Rashi says, Amma Vada Vidido Machzikina, the Metarina Lahach, because we're tired of the others. Seems to be Muchach that the Isha is Tamei or Tumas Vadai, and the Mela Rashi was forced to learn that the Bedika that she's doing has to be Kesher Vest, and not even in the Shir Ashem Talui, not even in the Shir of Ashem Talui, because that would be a Suffolk. That's what sounds like from Rashi. And number two, the Mishnah also is not like Rav Isha, because he holds that there's no Tumas Vadais. There's no Tumas Vadais over here. Except if you bought him Shev Vest until Tumas Leis, so then there may be there'll be a suffix. There will just be a suffix Tum over there. So the question is that the Rishnav Klugi Ayas and Maynid, he says, what's the reason why we're being tailed over here? It's because she was Badka. And therefore, we can do a tliyan, and we refer back to the tliyal and nida like we mass before. And we're telling the mekukub and mekukeles. So why can the Amishna also be Rav Isha? That since she saw now, so she tamele mafreg the entire meisleis. Right? We matam meisleis. So why are we not telling the kesem and her? Why don't we say, right, if we're assuming that she was talking to Meis Leis even before she found the Kesem, and also we're not being Mekalkal or more. So for this, I wanted to just bring out that there is a,
Rebbe is saying even after Shabbat, because she's Rebbe Pudel.
Well,
it's conscious that even if it's after Shabbat.
Yeah,
it's
not Homokok, right?
Is there Ravisha Zatana or Namira?
Who? Ravisha. Namira, right?
Rab. He's saying he doesn't hold the Mishnah?
So that's a good question. That will, according to Rashi, we'll have to figure out how he deals with the Mishnah. Maybe he had another Tana somewhere else. But Rashi says that Mishnah only goes like Bar Pada, not like Rosh. That's a good question. It's a valid question.
We can't just say the answer to the question that we're not telling Kilkum Kilkum Afreya. Meis Leis, that's what Rashi says.
Well,
that's Rashi.
We need to be mazvid then. Okay, we need to be mazvid then, right? Obviously, that's going to be right. We have to be mazvid, right? So now, So now, if you learn like there's a mashmais in the Torah Shlomim, or the chazanish that you called that you saw that if she's only tamei in midrav, and others in the sugya of ain't telling the kesem and kesem, right? In the sugya of ain't telling the kesem and kesem, why are we not telling the kesem and kesem? So there are those that learn. No, I lost that sheet along the way. But there are those that learn that the reason for it is because this is drabana. You look at the Tarshlamim, he seems to say that also over there by Sifrei Beis, Mem Gimel, and also some others that say that. So then you could possibly say that over here, since the Tumla Mafreim Eis La'Eis is only Midrabanan, therefore we're not toiling it. However, it's schwer to say that, because then at least we should be toiling the Shir Ashim Tali, because that's a Safik Deraisa, and Sveikah Deraisa is a Chumra. So she's already also in a Torah, Mitam Safik, before she found the Kesem, so she would do it in that.
But that's not a real Chumra.
What is it?
It's a Safik Chumra.
The Gabi Taras, oh, it's Tzulius Teresa.
Right.
That's also for the first time, first 10 seconds. I'm saying there's three Shirim, right? There's three Shirim.
Right.
But according to Rashi, there's really only two Shirim of Gabi Taras.
Right.
So I'm saying there's no.
So it is. You'll have to break it down however it is, but at least make that chilek.
Because it'll be Safik Deraisa.
Yeah.
And it's bad when it comes to Eislais, because we're in Rashi. I'm saying Rashi says the left.
So the Nachal Eshkol in the Hagoyis of the Sehi in Simem Esik Kodinal, so he asks on Bar Pada. He says, "What's Bar Pada talking about?" Right? Bar Pada said, "Kol Shabbal Bechadas Tarseh Tmei." The Kol Shabbal Bechadas Tarseh Tmei. Bal Bashem Tali Tarseh Tluis. Bal Pada Tarseh Tairis. What are we talking about over here? Are we talking about? Right, and as linya hagasha, was there hagasha or no hagasha? Marshach, if there's hagasha while she's being oisik b'tayris, so then even she's badke after she abes, the tayris have to be tmeyos and not tlis, because we say she's bad in nitzma from shas hagasha. If she's maragish b'shas a kinuach, so then why would not toila that dam already came to the base of chitzon at the time when she was being oisik in tayris? Since she was magish afterwards, so vayta we should say her tyrus if she was magish shas kinuach, so then why would we say that it came out earlier shas she was oisik in tyrus, she's only magish afterwards after she stopped touching the tyrus, so our tires should be totally gamri. So what are we talking about over here? And if she didn't have any agash at all, so it's only a tum darabanan. So why is tires said in the first dog, tires said tmeis, and we burn it, right? So what are we talking about over here? So he answers. He says, lo ilam talking about, but there's no agash, and she's not tmei neither minatim. But since we pass him in kar mekoyim tamei. So her tire is a Timaeus, why? Because the dam that came into the base chitzon was mitami already b'masa, and then she was mitami at the tires. So that's such an idea. That rather there was no hagasha, and therefore she should not be Timae min haTorah. Except there's a new halacha, the dam that comes by the base chitz is mitamir, and that's what was mitamir b'tayris masa, and therefore she's mitamir tayris with that. Similarly, by the gimel nashim b'mita achas, if the one that did the bedika was margish b'shas mitzis a kesem or a little before that, so then also vade the kesems from her, and even she's badal achshavas, we should be telling her. And if she's marriage later on when she did a kinyuach, so then how could we be telling the kesem that it came from her? She's only now she became tummy. So they also have to say that she was not marriage, not b'shastim tzis a kesem, not b'shastim kinyuach. Comes out that this kinyuach, this bedika, this kinyuach, is a ria. It comes out that it's a ria migufa without argosha. It's a ria migufa reshidurim bedika. To read without Agasha, and still we can be toiling in her kesem. Why being toiling in her kesem? Because safe, there was dam already in the base of chitzon, like the sheer vest before she found it, even though she wasn't Markish. Right? So it comes out like this, that the chayra, this is what's mukha over here, that in the case where she's being batka. Did she have hargosha earlier? No, she didn't have hargosha earlier. Did she have hargosha shasta kinuach? No, because then we'll say that shalom came to me now. So Elamai, she's doing a bedika and she had no hargosha. And what are we saying? That even that is what's the matiz? So she's finding dam b'lay hargosha. She's finding dam b'lay hargosha, and still would be entitling her the gesem. Why? Because saif, she found dam. So our assumption is that dam was in the Beis Achitzin, because she vest before she found it, and therefore, even though she was a margish.
So we don't kesem b'gesem.
So then, so now it comes out that it's possible to be Taila, a kesem on each of them came tummy for a re'ia from her goof without a gosha, right? So then, like Yoni's pointing out, so according to this, then why we say that that's goof in the chesh of the Mishnah, so then it comes out the chesh of the Mishnah is that even though, I'm going to say words that we have to understand it. So we're saying like this, even though we know ain't telling kesem, the balas a kesem, but such a case where there's dami gufa, then we are telling. That's what comes out here. Right? Even though we're saying that a lady who became dami because she found a kesem on her beged, we're not going to be telling her. But when she's finding dam that's coming from her guf, even though it's also without hargasha, so it's only a drabanan. So not like the teretz of the Torah Shlomim and the others that learn that's because of the drabanan. We can be toiling her. It's a new music.
So how do we learn kesem b'kesem? Normally, what's the pshat?
So how do we learn? So then you have to say like this. That and also why do I need dafka kinuch b'seich sheir vest dafka? And maybe in the Shir Ashim Tali also, where it's a suffix, maybe that should be enough. It's a suffix. Teretz goes over there, by the Shir Ashim Tali, it's a suffix. If there was dam in the Beis Achitin at the time, and when they found the kesem or not. At that time, right, by the Shir Ashim Tali is not any better than a Tumas kesem by Alma. It's not a kesem where, now, just like this. What's a kesem? Kesem is, I'm a supik where this dam came from. Did it come from Alma or came from her? So on that, we're saying, ain't telling them kesem but kesem, because we don't even know where it came from. When it's chazimi gufa, when it came from her, when she's having a ri'iyah, she's a nida, so we can be telling her. A kesem where I'm a supik if it came from her or not. That it can't be toiling. It's not strong enough to be toiling her. But a re'iyable argosha from the goof where I know it came from her, that's enough. That's the type of kesem that's enough to be toiling her. So in other words, and that's why Shir Ashim Tali is the same matzah. It's a suffix whether the dam was bebeis chitin or not. So it comes out, v'hushe batke, b'tzoich shir ves, what that two zayf is, that there was dam over here by the Beis Achitzoin, b'shas the metzias hakesem, and that's all I need to know. That there was dam there, b'shas metzias hakesem. Now I can be telling her. So this kinuach, this bedika, whatever she's doing, toich the shev vest, is telling us that it's been mevarit us that the vade was dam in the Beis Achitzoin at the time when they found the kesem. So this is what makes it better than a Tzliya B'Kesem. Tzliya B'Kesem, I don't know that there was dam b'shasti. I don't know if there was dam b'shasti because maybe it came Alma.
Maybe it came Alma when she wiped herself.
By Balas Kesem.
Over here, where she wiped herself and it came out. So anytime there's a suffix. We're gonna say you can't be Taylor. A kesim is a suffik. A baal's kesim is a suffik. A shir ashim tal is a suffik. Shir toich shir vest, that's a kesim which is vadek from her.
What's the difference in the tumah klavi kilkum kukum?
What?
What's the difference in the tumah klavi kilkum kukum? If there's none, then there's no difference. Either way, it doesn't make a raya. It's the same suffik klavi her. It shouldn't make a difference. Why should it make a difference among this? The gabi her, if she sees it misafik or mivadai, she's still the same kind of lady. She's not a lady who can get. She's a lady who saw a one-off. And the gabi her, the tumah, is the same. Okay. Now, what's the difference?
So perhaps you could say the din tumah that she has. And is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, I'm asking.
The din tumah.
Is the din tumah different?
But now I'm saying there's two things. There's a balas akesem. She has a din tumah akesem. And then there's this lady who has a re'ibla argosha.
So we serve tarasness. Where's the? Would you see
that
place
yeah.
like this?
It's right here. Shabbat v'chatas tarset tmeis.
Saying in matching by normal kesem, we wouldn't. There's a chiluk in the etzem tum. Between if you see bevadai or not.
Yeah. So you prove me wrong. Again, I'm struggling. If you have another shot, isn't it?
I just want Paris of Menim says not like this.
What?
Paris of Menim says not like this. He says a vada migufa doesn't make a difference. Look how he kesem kesem.
Yeah, I understand. He runs into a problem.
I know.
I answer his problem.
I answer his problem. If there's a chiluk, then it works.
Okay, so that's why Rashi had to learn the Mishnah Dafka like Bar Pada and not like Navaishio, because it won't work if there's no Tumas Vadois here.
But Rashi says the words. We say that we massage the dams from her, the original.
Vade from her.
The first dam. See, high dams from her. You're saying for sure. And, okay.
Yeah, that's what we have to be able to do. Because if she found out dam, means that there's Vade dam there before. The Rosh was Chaylik on Rashi. He explained the Mishnah could be even according to Rashi, right? And he said that not only. Do we pass him like him? Is that right? And he explained what's the svara of Rav Aisha, because Rav Aisha didn't hold with this musik of Batka B'Shir Veth, right? So let me ask you a question. According to the Rosh, according to Rav Aisha, so what is there a shir? She did a vindika 3 weeks later. Then we could be Taila. A day later, what's the shir? So the Bach.
Yes, in Rashi, now this move now, like we said in Shidri Tara, that if you see down bottom of Gufa, the Yargasha, that she's not Midoraisa. Do we write against her?
Do we write against
her? This is the right against Shidri Tara. Wait, we're learning.
It says
that if you see down bottom of Gufa, the Yargasha, she's not Midoraisa.
Ah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know, some. Right.
That was the whole mouth we're saying.
Right, true, right. And this connect, right? Yeah, browse that. Keep it in mind, but Siddhi Tara, I don't think it's more chenuous. The Siddhi Tara is please. Okay. So the Rosh, so what's the Shir? The Bach over there on Sifnan Aleph, the Bach says, Kashir Batik is Chayr Mizdokin and not more. Like the Shir Ashim Talib. The Siddhi Taira over there, Siman Tzadi, Sifkatan Tzadi Aleph, which is probably one of the longest Sifkatans over there. Over there, he says that the words of the Bach are not Mukhrach. They're not Mukhrach. The Bach says that she could save the other one, Kishir Me'is Leis, from this man when we find the Kesa. Go back Me'is Leis. He brings the right from a Medrash of Parshas Vayeshev. Close. And Rashi explains, Me'ez Leis means from the time that she saw until back, Lamafreya, to the time when she slept with them. We see we do go back. That's what Siddhi Taira wants to prove over there. So Siddhi Taira's Masber over there, his Masber, says, why Dafka and Me'ez Leis? What's the difference? Little, more, what? So he says, because we pass in like Rebbe, on the Gimel base, Rasa Kesem Achach Rasa Dam, Toila Kisma Bri'yasa Me'ez Leis. She saw Kesem, then she saw Dam. So the Taylor Kesim in Hariya Meisleis. Rashi explains that the Afa Gav the Chol Kesim and Kalkulam Mafrei, even though every Kesim is Kalkulam Mafrei until the Shas Kibus, when it was washed. Over here, since she saw Riya, real Riya within Meisleis, after the Kesim, we say that this Kesim is from this Dam Nidus, and she's Torah from Bimitami back to the Shas Kibus. From when she found the Kesem and onwards. So, if so, so he says, so we could also be telling her the Kesem that was found between these three women in the Ria that she checked herself with him, Eisleis, Dafka. You'll see the Gemara over there in the Gemara base. He pulls it in a car over there. So then the question is, so why, if that's Pshat Rabbi Shia, if that's the Rosh of Pshat Rabbi Shia, so why is Bar Pada arguing with that? And also, if you look at the Lush and the Rush, it's not mashma like that in the Rush. It's not mashma like that in the Rush. For a few reasons. So, Al-Gabarim, I think Pshat in the Rush is that the Rush understood in Rav Oshia that Enachanam, it's Mukrach from the Medrash, you write that the Shia is Meis Leis. But the reason for the Tzliya, that we're doing Meis Leis, is not because we're Tayla Kisma B'Riyasa. It's because there's sort of a Xeris Meis Leis over here. The goes on Isha that sees Dam, that she's been time made Tyrus back Meis Leis. Like you see on the Beis Amnalf in the Mishnah. There's a Xero, meaning with Chayshish, that maybe there was Dam in the Beis Achitzin for the last 24 hours. And also with Chayshish, that maybe there was a Hagoshim Shas when the Dam left to the base of Chitzin, and she mixed it up with Hagash Tadir Glaim or something like we see in the Sheet of Hillel on Nebke Mamral. And Memela, that just like going to Bar Pada, we're going to be telling the whole Shia Vest, because we say that the Dam was already in the base of Chitzin before we found the Kesem, and we're going to use the Taylor Kapalim and Gukul over there, because she already had Dam. So too, Rabbi Shia holds the same lumdus. We can be telling Rakakol b'mkukol, but we can do a meis leis because since she became a nidim in Rabbanu Mafreya during that meis leis, we tell the Kakol b'mkukol. Meaning, Bar Pada was saying that we can only be telling the Shia Vest. Because I only have a right to call her a Makoko for the Shia Vest, but that's mine. Avaish is saying, but now the Chazal Mugoyza, that there's a Tumma Meis Leis, that's enough ready to say that she has Epis Hashem Nida to be Makoko, to be considered a Tayla Makakol B'Makoko. So according to Rashi, it comes out, any suffix of those Dam Begufay, at the time when we found the Kesem, the din is in be ain't toilum kesem bekesem. That's what Rashi says. Ain't toilum kesem bekesem. There's no agasha. I don't know that there's the. So gosh came is laced by a nido, where it's only chash ba'alma for tyrus. We're not going to be toilet. And that's why the Mishnah cannot be revoshia. But the Rosh is being chaylik. The Rosh is saying that now the chazawa masakin, that she is metam with mafreya. Because of Tumah, because there's a chash, there's Shema, there's Dam Begufay, there's a chash, that maybe there's Argasha. So then that already makes it different than Toilin Kesem Bekesem. Over there by Toilin Kesem Bekesem is that perhaps there was Dam, perhaps this Dam came Alma, perhaps it didn't come Alma. By Kesem Bekesem, the needin is. Maybe the dam that made her tummy Peter's kesem was because maybe came alma, maybe didn't come alma. But over here, it vada came from a guf. Except what we don't know when it came from a guf. So on that, I can explain the Mishnah even according to Rav Yishya, because hare midrabanan there's a chash that it came already meis leis. That's enough. So this is guf what the Rosh is being mechiach to pass on Rav Yishya from Bar Pada saying. Right, he says in Zloshan over there at the end, he says, and even Bar Pada, right, what did he say? He said, Sevaid, Tafilu Bar Pada, What are you mixing Bar Padim for? You pass on the Gravosha. What he's saying is that Bar Pada was being very machmir. He was telling us you can only be Toila as long as you could kilo say there's a Vader Eo here. That only if there's a Vader Eo here. And Saif, I can't say a Vader Eo until further back than the Shia vest. But it's a Mukhrach that we could be Makel, even by Ksamim, to be Toila in a Eo from a Guf. Where it's come way out of our Gosha. That we do see from Bar Pada. Just Rav Oisha, Bar Pada held that the Tzli and Ksamim, we go bust the Shas of Ksiya, Kilo came out, or the Dam was there. And Rav Oisha is being Chalash does that you can even go back Meis days. And then it says, I think if you take a look at the Ra'ah, in Berek Abayis, the Ra'ah that the Chavz Das quotes over there, it sounds like this also. Now, the Rambam in Halacha Lamed Beis really, there's a few machlekes in here. First of all, when I quote the Chavadas in this Lambo.
The one that brings the Ra?
Yeah, where it is.
So, I think he's
funny. The Chavadas is on the Rosh.
You're
right. Yeah.
Come on,
second. Oh, right. Because there is Vani Tama, the Tam Borer, right? Well, he's going to the Rosh. The Rosh says, the field but God's week, she has a Shabbos is the Dam. Ain't Raya, Shinit the Dam and Mitzia Ba. Shem Yatzik, Baba Achasman. The Rosh says that even if she's but God's week, she has a Mitzia is the Dam, what's the Raya that to be telling her? Shem Yotzik Bar Machzman. Vani Tama. Do Atam Boruk. The Chim is severe like a Bar Pada. The Vad they call him Shia Vest. The Vad they call him Shia Vest. Hoysa. Gam Kenida. Mecha Teisa Le Yiluba. Kama Shatan the Menida. The Telek HaKol Mem Kokove. Mekakul and Hoysa Yoysa Kol. Kabla Bach Yoysa Tmei Mevade. Right, so the Chavez Das, he's asking this question on the Rosh, but with that, with the way we're Masber. I want to point out here, if you take a look at the Rambam halacha, right, that's halacha lam beis. The Rambam says, "Shalosh nashim, shalavshu chalak echad zu achazu." Three women that wore a chalak one after another. Ba'afkach nimsalav kesem. So what happened over here? They wore the begad one right, shalosh nashim shalavshu one after another. Now, what's the case of the Mishnah of Yishenis v'mita? What's the case of the Mishnah of Yishenis v'mita? What would the din be if first one laid down? Got up, and then the second one laid down, got up, and then the third one laid down and got up. And then they found, and afterwards they found the kesem over there. What would it mean? So it's machalik zrishayna. The Ran and the Raiv and Baal Nevesh hold that we're not Taylo. The Eloshim is suffix tum osim and koidul machayim. They were not Taylo. That's the Ran and the Raiv. Comes on the Rambam. on the din of shalish nashim shalosh chalik echad says v'chein im yishena is b'mita achas ka'achas v'nim zedam tachas achas v'en kulim tzumeyas im bot ka'achas men atzma miyad amadza atzma tzumeya reishta im tzayres. So he says v'chein, the same thing is im yishena is b'mita achas ka'achas. What's the v'chein? What's the v'chein? So the Magen Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken over here, at the end he says the Rashba agreed to what we said from the Ravid. The Rambam holds, no, we are Taila. The V'chein means just like by Shalosh Nashim, the Olav Shechol Zehachazeh. So too by Yishenis B'mita could be we're one step after another.
We are the steer and dikum, no?
What?
Kachas is a steer and
dikum. Kachas means at the same time.
Mishlav Ros to be sure.
Ah, yes, one second.
That's the deal.
Like the migration?
Yeah, does he make that deal?
We do control fine.
Oh, yeah, Christ.
Control fine.
He says, V'yesh v'din e'elo shittas chalukas v'farshim. V'arash v'zal hiskum l'nasir o'oza. N'ram, n'raibit. Shikasu l'chol kishlo shuzu achazu aru kimita inyam bodka achazmen mazazer miyad achmetzia avlu bodka achazmen mazazveilik din amida shenu mitzuyo.
He loved asking him.
What?
He says, man shikasu v'chein v'shen is bida achaz ka achaz. He answers, I don't know how, but
no doubt.
I think he goes more on that.
Wait, before the Raj?
I don't know. I think
they're on sign 14, 15. Right? That was a joke.
Responsive.
Okay, so he
loves it. He does it with
some. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says. The Chassam Seifa says interesting. We could hear. Yeah, Chassam Seifa there. On the Suya. Yeah? Type towards. Who Shabbat Ka Atzma? Oh, it'll come up a million things. Kishir. Tam Nirali.
It's twice. Kishir Kishir.
So he says here.
Is it that one or not?
Who's the brother?
Oh, it's on the
sheet.
Oh, it's on the sheet. Okay. Says here. Tam nearly, listen to what he says. Tam nearly, should just like if one of them would have been a nida before we found the kesem, we'd be telling her. Hachanami b'shematza v'chishir vest that dayan le'nochasham tuma l'shem echamin. Hachanami, when she finds within the sheer vest that dayan le nochis shem tuma l'shem echme, as zaitalina akilku ba, ashengin achas manze. Say yuvnu divya ramba. When this we come to the ramba, it's really gamkin gam. Give me shalom cholok echem zechaze imatz echme b'sheer vest talinim ba. But this we come to the ramba. Well, what does he mean to say over here? Sounds like what we're saying is that the Zman Tuma, when's the Zman Tuma? Zman Tuma is Shas Leidus HaSafik, which is Shas Metzia. Rashi is the Elosh Nosim. Shas Metzia Asa, Rashi says. Even though this shtickle is not like Rashi, but what he says is that the Zman Tuma is when I find it. Therefore, if I found the Teich Shea vest, I'm sorry, if she found out Teich the Shea vest of the Metzia, then we're telling them a Kapkala. So you didn't learn like Rashi that you need a Vadai. It's a Tliya with Taila. But Chassam Seifa ends off. Right, he says, with this we can understand the Shita and the Rambam. This we can understand the Rambam. But how do you understand the Shita and the Rambam? that even though they slept on it at different times, but when's the Zman Tuma? When they found it. So anyone who did B'Sech Shiv fast of them, he could be told in the thing. It's B'Chadish, no?
He's saying
that
they're not called.
It should be there. Not like the Rana Nara.
This is not like right, this is like even further. For sure not like the Rana Nara. And even like what we said in the Rosh, there's even a bigger Chiddush.
So the Rosh wouldn't agree.
Even though they wore it could be a day, it could be a night,
I don't know. I was just saying, in the Rosh we were saying that it doesn't have to be Vadai, like in Rashi.
Right.
But this is like even, it could be a word.
This would see as well as it should be.
Just the Rosh didn't learn what telling Kukelas.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Rashi can't learn like this?
Why?
Rashi, if she Vadai sound. So if you learn Talmud Kukel, you could learn like this, right?
Yeah.
So Rashi,
Mamish like this. Yeah. But Rashi, we Mamish need more than just maybe
be
Chiddush. Okay, it's an interesting subsurface. So now I just want to end off with the Mishnah on Nav Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says over here.
So learning the Rambam to Talmud Kukel. Yeah. So
Rambam
says
I mean the Chassam Sofer is.
Because the Rambam says the idea that all Tumas Kasim is Tumas Safek. He says because it is Safek whether it came from the Chedi or the Rosary. Halacha base. Tumazu b'safek shema kesen zemidam b'chidah ba. That's any time.
So he's saying that.
No, if you do a kinnah, you have no raya.
You have no raya, but that's enough. It's enough to.
Even as mitzad her tuma, we explained the whole
part. Kalkelas, yeah, kalkelas.
So b'safek. I thought the whole shtickle was that it's tumas vada.
Yeah, the whole shtickle until now.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's what I'm trying to say. This some stuff is not like what we said. Yeah, very clearly. Yeah, it's just, and if he's right in the Rambam, then you have a whole new sheet here. That's what I'm saying. Okay, Mishnah Samach Aleph Amar Aleph says, Shalosh Nashim Shal Yishenes B'Mi Tachas V'Nim Sedam Tachas Hem Tzoyis Kulan Tamei Ois. Tachas Pnimis Shneim Pnimis Tamei Zoch Tzoyin Tehiro. Over here it says, now what happens if Avlim Avru Derech Aleha Kun Tumeis Badka Achas Mehem V'Nimtza Is Tahira He Tahira V'Shtayim Tumeis She's Tahira and the other one are Tumeis. And then it goes on Badka Shtayim V'Matza Tahiris Hainter is Shlishas Tmeyas. Shlosh Tar Matsatar is Kulin Tmeyas. Ramadav Daimar gives a marshal. So the question is, what would the din be in the Mishnah on Samacham Beis? On Samacham Beis, Badke Echmer Menimsi is Tayra. What would the din be then? Over here we're saying, but Shalish Nash Shayishis Bitachas, and then they find Dam. So if one of them checked in their Ta, she's Tar on the rest of the tummy. Two checked, two are Tar, and the other one's tummy. What about the Mishnah Samacham Beis? By Shalosh Nash Yishenet Mita Achas, Nimtza Dam Tachas Achas Men. Over here was found. Tachas Tzoyis. So what would the din be? He says, Machlekes Rishayim. The Rabbi says, Taka, there's no chilik, and both was in the Mishnah, both Kachas and Torah. As long as it's within the Shevest. But also, we would say that she's Tar. She's Tar. Balmar, in his Asagas on the Rabbi, says, Shevest, Davgalin, and both Kachasma, and Tmeya. The whole din Shevest is only for Tmeya. He brings a Gemara in Kedushin as a riot to this. Brings a riot in Kedushin. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam over here, which he only doubled underlined. Then Batka Achzman Atzma Miyad. If one of them checked himself, Miyad Umatza Atzma Tmeya, Hareashtaim Tyrus. He says Miyad. Take a look at Allah Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey says, Bam, it's Maramurim. Shabbat kulam matzutar. Lay to chalachas and lila is mechaberta kibesh b'arnu. Avdim badka achas and matzat matayra. But if one of them checked themselves and found themselves to be tayra, mechaberta loy badka, tayla tayra bezush loy badka, or zush loy badka tamea. We then say in the Bamiyat, right? In Lamed Beis, Rav Kivega makes this thing. Rav Kivega on Shulchan Aruch, he's been dying this in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch is quoting Lashon Rambam, that the Rambam, Lamed Beis, talking about where the Tzmeya did the Bedika, so there has to be Miyad. But where the Torah did the Bedika, then it doesn't have to be Miyad. Because what's going on? When she finds herself Tamei, we're doing a kilkul b'mkukeles. We're trying to be toil in the mkukeles. So that, for that, it has to be miyad. Because maybe she became mkukul afterwards. But by matzah tahira, what's the difference when she was matzah tahira? Hare, she's matzah tahira. What's the difference if it was miyad or afterwards? So that's what Rav is mechalek. Okay, we're going to stop here. And, maybe it's Hashem. Oh, we were supposed to speak about,